In Washington today, the nation's Catholic bishops are meeting for the third day to try to rebuild unity among Catholics. Catholics have been divided after a series of child abuse scandals. Earlier this week, the bishops heard a report from the watchdog panel of lay people who are investigating the extent of the abuse. The panel said that nearly 80% of the diocese have responded to surveys on abuse in their parishes, and it's expected all will comply by the time the full report is issued in February. Earlier, I spoke with the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Bishop Wilton Gregory. Now, Bishop Gregory, you say you want to reach out to victims and unite Catholics divided by the recent scandal. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, it's an action that has to be done on the local level with individual bishops and their own local communities. We have to work at this on the local level and on the parochial level as well.
And specifically, what do you mean by the local and parochial level? What actions specifically have to be taken?
Well, individual bishops have to meet with their people. There are a number of programs that are already being put into place, initiatives done on the local level and implemented on the local level. Healing the Body of Christ, for example, is one such initiative that we are doing in my diocese, which invites people to reflect in small groups on the impact and then celebrate their faith in a variety of religious settings throughout the diocese. But it's localized, Madeline.
The Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests said that while your sentiments are welcome, sentiments don't protect kids. Action does. They also said that they were disturbed by comments that you and other church leaders made, that the church has turned the corner on the molestation crisis. How do you respond to their charges?
Well, as I said in my presidential address, those that have been harmed have been hurt. And the reactions of skepticism or the reactions of disagreement are appropriate to people who have endured a painful episode in their lives. I'm not surprised by that. We're talking about the loss of trust and the breach of a relationship, and that has to be done personally. That has to be done one person at a time.
On another tack, there's been some discussion of excommunicating Catholic politicians who don't abide by the church's teaching on abortion issues. What's the thinking behind that?
It really didn't get to that question. It got to the question of what's the proper pastoral response of a bishop who has a political figure from his diocese who is has taken a public position in the exercise of his office that runs contrary to his Catholic faith. How does the bishop respond to that? Now, are there sanctions, and what are the sanctions? Excommunication is kind of the end of the line, Madeline. So what you want to do is what should be done by way of exhortation, by way of fraternal correction, by way of dialogue, by way of inviting the individual to reconsider his position, to explain his position.
But why get involved in this issue? Why get involved in with the political aspect of this issue?
Why? Because they're Catholics.
So all Catholics who perhaps have a different stance on abortion, would want to have that conversation with? Just politicians?
Well, certainly those who are in a public forum. Being a public person involves giving a bad example, poor example to other Catholics. And it's that concern that drives us. Of course, we have to speak to all of our Catholics.
Bishop Wilton Gregory is president of the U.S. Conference of Bishops. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.